Thank you. We'll be right back. Oh, my dearest Mr. Santa Claus, I am writing you because there seems to be a problem with your staff. You may or may not be aware, and even worse, you do not care. At any rate, there is no cause to laugh. I gave it to my mother, a specific list of toys to bring around. But when I woke up Christmas morn, it was obvious clerical error that I found. If you'll look on page number 22, under the heading of Rocket Packs, there's no way a personal jet propulsion device could ever be confused with a bunny puppet! Hello again there, old Saint Nick. I really hate to be a stickler, but it's clear from here that things must change. With software advances in the internet, you really can't delay in getting some elves that are more technically trained. I discussed this with my mother, along with a list of toys to bring around. But when I woke up Christmas morn, it was a hideous clerical error that I found. If you look on page number 29, under the heading of scuba gear, there's no way a personal deep water submarine could ever be confused with Uncle Wiggily! Hi again, St. Nicholas. I'm sorry that it's come to this, but someone had to bring you up to speed. Perhaps your management skills are rusty, but you really have to trust me. You are just not meeting your customers' needs. I was told by my mother to let you know about this oversight, but I've been playing Uncle Wiggily with my bunny puppet, and I just haven't had the time to write.
Supposed to be the day to death the hope. But Santa. A robe, but you ain't brought me nothing. I sent you a whole gift list, but I still haven't gotten her. I sent two letters back in autumn. You must not have got them. It probably was a problem with the elves up there or something. Maybe them midgets didn't know that Christmas was coming. But anyways, fuck it. What's been up, man? How's your reindeer? I put cookies on the roof for them to eat when they get here. You missed my house this time. That's okay. Maybe next year. Wake my ass up then, and we'll have a light beer. On my list are some things that I want you to bring me. When you get a chance, please drop them all down my chimney. What I asked you for was PlayStation from Sony, and Play-Doh, and Legos, and skates, and a pony. That's all that I want, and this year I've been good. So please, fill up that sack, and swing by my hood, if you could. Truly yours, your biggest fan, this is Stan. Santa, I can't believe you forgot me again. Ain't shit sitting underneath the tree in my den. You didn't bring Legos or Play-Doh or Sony. How am I supposed to get to school with no skates or a pony? I saw you at the mall, sang about you in choir. When my friend called you fake, yo, I called him a liar. Now I'd like to grab your neck and set your beard on fire. You know that song about the grandma who got run over by a reindeer who came down and landed right on her? She got crushed on Christmas Eve, now me and Grandpa, we believe. That's kind of how this is. You could have made me believe, too. Now it's too late. I'm about to convert to a Jew. And all I wanted was a lousy gift under the tree. But now I'm fucked up because you forgot me. I love you, Santa. We could have been together. Think about it. You ruined it. Now I hope you can't sleep and you dream about it. And when you dream, Ma, I'll be down in a minute. I hope you dream about elves kicking you in the nuts. And Frosty the Snowman icing you up the butt.
Stanley.
Okay, Ma. Santa, I'll explain this real simple. I'm going to see the rabbi. He's waiting down at the temple. Even circumcision can't be much worse than what I've been through. So next year at this time, sing a filter fish. Happy Hanukkah, St. Dick, because Stan's turning Jewish.
A lump of coal, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. I can't believe it's Christmas morning.
Stan, I meant to write you sooner, but this year have been busy. Santa Claus feel real bad he didn't come down your chimney. Dang it all too, cause you ain't been naughty, you been nice. Guess Santa Claus checked his list once, but forgot to do twice. Oh well, that's the way things go at the North Pole. Sometimes hard to remember Santa Claus getting old. But what this here you say about becoming a Jew and cutting on your ding-dong? Is that what they do? Hold up right there, cause that's some crazy-ass shit. Santa Claus don't let nobody chop on his dick. And what the hell you talking about us being together? That type of thing there, that's for men who wear leather. That's gay talk right there. That's H-O-M-O. You sending this here letter from San Francisco? That's good. San Francisco, that's Carmelo did a good one right there. But anyways, what the hell? Oh yeah, don't be so gay. And about turning Jewish, Carmelo say, or they. Hang on in one more year and you got a gift coming. Santa Claus gonna bring you a nice blonde white woman. And if Stan extra good, she looked like Kate Hudson, and that Kate, that's a good look. Home Alone looked to put that Kate Hudson right up on lap and make all kind of sex on his trouser shorts. Mm-hmm. All right, then. Home Alone got to go back to whipping on Elf. Merry Christmas time, Stan, and don't play with yourself. Ho, ho, ho.
Metal hand is on the floor. This metal.
like I've done before, time and time again. Watching the clothes go round, another week sees its end. Watching the clothes go round, watching the clothes go round, watching the clothes go round. Oh, I've been working hard, trying to make some money. Would you like sour cream on your potato, honey? I've been kissing ass, trying to keep it clean. Serving the middle class, yeah, it's a clean routine. Watching the clothes go round, watching the clothes go round, watching the clothes go round. Through the final rings, there goes my Saturday night. I go without a fight. Watching the clothes go round, watching the clothes go round, watching the clothes go round, watching the clothes go round. We'll be right back.
Yeah, let me tell you the story about Muktuk Annie, who came south to go to school. With a see-through blouse and sealskin mini, old Annie sure looked cool. She blew into Montreal in the early fall like nothing they'd ever seen. With long black hair and reindeer underwear, she weighed about 216. She came a long, long way from Frobisher Bay. People, don't you know now what I mean? She had the boys all crying on the distant early warning line. Old Muktuk Annie could really make the scene. Well, she told her teacher that she wanted to dance, said she wanted to study ballet, but she was 4'6" with her mucklucks off, and I heard her teacher say, "Now, I ain't saying, Annie, that you can't dance. No, I wouldn't want to tell you that. But I got a form here signed in triplicate, says you got to learn to drive a cat." She says, "I don't want to learn to cook or sew, build boats or drive no cat, 'cause I came south to learn to sing and dance and groovy like that. 'Cause I was Miss Baffin Island Beauty Queen for 1974. And I spent a whole weekend in Greece Fjord with the boys beating down the door. She came a long, long way from Frobisher Bay. People, don't you know now what I mean? She had the boys all crying on the distant early warning line. Old Muktuk Annie could really make the scene. Well, she said, "Thank you for your trouble, sir, but I'll make it on my own." And the word spread through the north like wildfire, Big Annie's coming home. She got off of the plane with a record player, ballet slippers on her toes, and she opened up a little groovy club where everybody comes and goes. She got old Stompin' Tom on the record player, and she serves good booze and grub. And the folks around Baffin Island figure it's better than any old Playboy club. You can drink tea, beer, and antifreeze till you fall right off of your feet. And there's seal flippers and potato chips when you feel like something to eat. She come a long, long way from Frobisher Bay. People, don't you know now what I mean? She had the boys all crying on the distant early warning line. Old Muktuk Annie could really make the scene. Well, she packs that joint almost every night, and folks come from miles around. And every night about 10 o'clock, all the house lights are turned way down. And suddenly, she's on the stage wearing that toothless grin. Short Fat Annie, the goddess of love, and she's gonna do her dance of sin. Well, she jumps and shouts and huffs and puffs and does a little bump and grind. And all she's wearing is them ptarmigan feathers scotch taped to her behind. Well, she made about $100,000 last year, which wasn't too bad at all, and decided to take a little holiday, so she flew down to Montreal. It seems she ran into her teacher there, you know, the one that she met before. And she gave him a job tending the bar and taking tickets at her nightclub door. She come a long, long way from Frobisher Bay. People, don't you know now what I mean? She had the boys all crying on the distant early warning line. Old Muktuk Annie could really make the scene. Let me tell you now, Muktuk Annie could really make the scene. Let me tell you now, Muktuk Annie could really make the scene.
Ding, 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 ding la 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 la.
Friends, and welcome to the last show of the year for 2024. That's the best way I can put it. Let me give you a hint here. This is a different show, kind of show. This week we're doing something called Radio Reversal, and what we're doing here is that tonight's show called Addlewood 2 is one of my old Addlewood shows that I do here every week in Maine. Took them apart, used the same tracks, different order, and that's what you're getting tonight, okay? Simple, right? Okay. We started out with Jimmy Page and the rest of Led Zeppelin kind of standing around and going, what? From October of 69 in the Playhouse Theater, wherever the hell that is. And that was, of course, White Summer, which became something completely the same, except shorter, right? Okay, Captain Beyond, that was called Frozen Over. For those of you who like a white summer, it's like a white Christmas, I don't know. But we got it here. We had plenty of snow, and it's frozen solid, so whoopee. We heard from Sam Gopal and Lemmy. Lemmy was in that band, and that was the Midsummer Night Scene from 1969. Haywood Banks, my go-to guy for everything, anywhere, anytime. That was Dearest Mr. Santa Claus, for those of you who were disappointed. And we heard Jim and Em, and that was something from the Bob and Tom Show, featuring Jimmy Kimmel as Carl Malone. And that was Stanley, if you were really disappointed about your Christmas. The Electric Insides and Metal Complexion that make up Hair Dr. Craig. That's the title. Electric Insides and Metal Complexion that make up Hair Dr. Craig. And that was The Riders of Mark. That's it. That's all I know. Watching the Clothes was The Pretenders. Not washing, but watching. There's a big difference between washing them at home in your thing and watching them at a laundromat. You got to stare at the machines round and round and round, and it gets you dizzy. And then you're sick as a dog. You like why I did that? That was Aerosmith, of course, from, I forget what record. It doesn't matter. Ballad of Muktuk Annie was our old friend Stompin' Tom Connors, our Canadian friend. And then Ima Sumac, that was the Five Bottle Mambo. Some people think her name was Amy Camus. Amy Camus from the Hood? Don't know. She's Ima Sumac to all of us, all the time. Too much Mambo? Too much. Too bad. Bob Wills and Sexist Playboys. Almost made it through there, didn't I? Okay. Anyway, this was prepared a little over a year ago. It was December 26th of 2023. Pretty recent, but I just grabbed one at random. Honest, I did. And here comes more, except for one thing. Even back then, we had sponsors, so go ahead.
Who turned on the friggin' lights? I got a friggin' headache! What's with this freak boss at the alley stores advertising? Take that crap back, get the cash, and bring the receipt to me for 10% off within 24 hours. Mrs. Claus and I work hard every year. It's the thought that counts.
Who wants that gamey crap you got on sale? Of course people take it back and go to the alley stores. Well, I love that underwear I got. I'm a little lost. How come there's a slit in the front? I'm confused.
I will take the crap back. I will bring the cash to the alley stores. I will take the crap back. I will bring the cash to the alley stores.
Belmont and Clark, if you dare! Crude, rude, and lewd for 36 years!
From the western sea and brings with step behind. Let's do something.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a lie if I was to say to you, boy, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a flaming pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. To hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a flaming fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a lie if I was to say to you, boy, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Try to set the night on fire. Oh, try to set the night on fire. Where's the fire? Where's the fire?
In your eyes, big boy. In your eyes.
No way, covers we don't have to play. covers. We don't want to play them covers.
No way. Covers we don't want to play.
Covers. We don't have to play them covers.
No way. Covers we don't have to play.
I go to a nightclub, the band is playing cover song. I check out a movie soundtrack full of cover songs. I turn on the radio, they're playing the cover song. Bunny Raitt is doing Talking Heads, Kabuti is singing Bread. Covers. He don't want to play them covers.
No way. Covers he don't want to play.
Covers. Them covers.
No way. Covers we don't like to play. 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 No way.
There are
covers we don't like to play. No way.
I won't come out no more.
I know somebody's gonna weep, and I believe somebody's gonna moan, and I'll be singing this old sweet Zion song, asking the Lord to remember me.
Well, I hate men, I hate everyone. Well, a pink Cadillac came rolling side by side. He said, I'm gonna pass you by. I said, crazy man, I'm going to drag. I'm gonna make a pink Cadillac short sack. Pink Cadillac, pink Cadillac, pink Cadillac, I'm gonna drag you there. Well, putting my foot on the old pedal, I pushed it down to the floor. A man, oh man, I made a Cadillac dig till a Cadillac could dig no more. Pink Cadillac, pink Cadillac, pink Cadillac, I'm gonna drag you there. Well, oh man, was about to pull away when some bad luck came my way. The motor started rattling, rock and roll. I thought I was going to lose my soul. Pink Cadillac, pink Cadillac, pink Cadillac, I'm gonna drag you there. Well, drag that Cadillac, beat him bad. Man, oh man, was he mad. He said, you were lucky, and do you know, pink Cadillac won't go. Pink Cadillac, pink Cadillac, pink Cadillac, I dragged you and beat you today. Drag me. Well, drag that Cadillac, beat him bad. Man, oh man, was he mad. He said, you were lucky, and do you know, pink Cadillac won't go. Pink Cadillac, pink Cadillac, pink Cadillac, I'm gonna drag you there. Drag me. Well, a pink Cadillac came rolling side by side. He said, I'm gonna pass you by. I said, crazy man, I'm going to drag. I'm gonna make a pink Cadillac, don't I say. Pink Cadillac, pink Cadillac, pink Cadillac, I'm gonna drag you there. Well, putting my foot on the old pedal, I pushed it down to the floor. A man, old man, I made a Cadillac dig till the Cadillac could dig no more. Pink Cadillac, pink Cadillac, pink Cadillac, I'm gonna drag you there. Well, man, old man, was about to pull away when some bad luck came my way. The motor started rattling, rock and roll. I thought I was going to lose my soul. Pink Cadillac, pink Cadillac, pink Cadillac, I'm going to drag you there. Well, drag that Cadillac, beat him bad. Man, old man, was he mad. He said, you were lucky, and do you know, pink Cadillac won't go. Pink Cadillac, pink Cadillac, pink Cadillac, I dragged you and beat you today.
night. And that goes out to all you chuckleheads out there in memory of my old friend Steve Pilot, who is not a chucklehead, by the way, but is still sorely missed. Okay. Anyway, let's see. What are we doing? Remember, this is an old show. I can't remember what I was thinking when I picked these out, so it doesn't matter. Started with the Bevisrond, a guy named Nick Salomon, and that was the Medieval Siamese Acid Blues. Okay. And then the Pretenders again, Time the Avenger. Ain't that the truth, right? The Barbie Army, Once Bitten, Twice Shy. I like the way that was put. Rock and Roll was the Vanilla Fudge, thinking they were Led Zeppelin. But they have a whole album of tribute stuff to Led Zeppelin. And that was Vince Martell on the vocal, the guitar player. Okay, Light My Fire was, of course, Mae West. Boy, Jim Morrison thought he could do that song. We heard something from a guy named Kabuki, or who are they, Kabuki? Whatever. Anyway, that was Covers, the cover song from 1998. Hima Sumac again, Matambo, number one. Whatever that means. Malambo, I'm sorry. Some sort of mambo, right? Old and Feeble was the Middle Georgia Singers, and we'll address that next week, I think, as we discuss my age. Behind the Fear was Lum Hatcher and Little Carolyn Sue. I hate men. I hate everyone in the world. All right. Well, anyway, Billy Brandt after that, Pink Cadillac, and yeah, he sounded like a chucklehead, but who knows. I'm a Chucklehead was the Chuckleheads, featuring my old late friend Steve Pilot. Moment of silence. All right. Anyway, I will see you next week. Here is something that I started that show with, that ill-fated show, which was to become a schizophrenic part of its own self. Weird, but anyway, I started with this last year and I will finish with it this year. Okay, how much different can you get? You know what I mean? Anyway, like I say, I'll be back next week. Next week is my birthday, so we'll be talking about probably age and health and things like that. So, you're gonna want to really get some tea and find a warm, you know, blankie or something and join me. Okay, in the meantime, enjoy this one. Thank you.
Wasser. Wie das Wasser den Stein bezwingt, zwingen wir scheinbar Hartes und Beständiges zur Nachgiebigkeit. Unnachgiebiges aggressiv bekämpfen ist Kampf gegen sich selbst. 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 Unnachgiebiges aggressiv